In his third year with the Green Bay Packers, safety Chris Banjo is known for his hard work, hard hits, and his passion to win football games. I had a chance to catch up with him, and he explains that through that tough exterior, there's a softer side that motivates him every day. Chris Banjo says he feels incredibly honored to have a career in the NFL.
Throws it over the middle, intercepted. Chris Banjo.
But before a professional football player, he identifies himself as one thing.
I would definitely call myself a mama's boy.
Banjo's parents moved from Nigeria to Texas. Life was difficult. His father, Ayokumbi, a foreigner working multiple jobs to make ends meet. His mother, Olayinka, fighting a disease that has no cure, sickle cell anemia. It's an illness that morphs red blood cells to take on an abnormal shape and is associated with a number of acute and chronic health problems. Banjo says growing up, the hospital became like a second home for his family.
As we got older, we almost got used to it. You know, it was just another routine because our mom was so strong. Even though we saw her go, you know, through that tough time, we always knew she would come back home. You know, that kind of helped us build our strength a little bit.
That strength is transferred over to his play on the field as well. We know Banjo as a core special teamer, giving his all every play, and someone who his teammates have learned to depend on. But there was a time in his life when he had to do a bit of persuading just to participate.
She came to my first game. She was like, why have you been playing this sport for so long? You know, with seeing how people hit each other and stuff like that, she wanted me to stop right away. But when I told her there's, you know, a potential that I can possibly get a scholarship and, you know, go further my studies, that's when she was like, you know, okay, let's see what we can do, you know, from here on out.
Chris did exactly what his mother wanted. He used football to further his education, earning a scholarship to Southern Methodist University, graduating with his degree in sports management. Unfortunately, Olayinka would not make it to his graduation. She lost her hard-fought battle, passing away in June of 2010.
That was real devastating because, like I said, we were like, you know, here mom goes again, you know, showing off and, you know, beating everything, you know, against all odds. You know, she's gonna come home tomorrow. We were gonna celebrate everything. And for us to get news that she passed, it was devastating.
How much of her strength do you incorporate in your life today?
A lot, especially in this game of football. I mean, it hasn't been an easy road. It's definitely been a journey, but I thank the Lord for it each and every single day. I definitely apply, you know, everything I've learned from her in terms of my, you know, perseverance and dedication and determination to get through tough times or whatever it may be. And I try to apply it to everything, and it's definitely benefited me. You know, I thank her so much for it.
Although Olayinka has passed on, Chris says he still feels her presence. The first time he experienced this was the day of her funeral, a moment he says he'll always remember.
You just feel this tremendous gust of wind. It was, I want to say, like between 90 to 100, you know, degrees out there. And when that gust of wind came, it cooled everything down, like, tremendously. I kind of got goosebumps because there's no doubt in my mind that was my mom's presence.
Chris believes Olayinka's spirit lives on in a cool breeze. So with all the fierce winds that blow through Lambeau Field, Chris is reminded of her feistiness, will to fight, and strength to never give up.